Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 79 for Sunday, August 24th, 2014. Unfortunately, not Saturday, August 23rd, 2014. Because obviously this isn't a habit yet, which is what the dog days is supposed to help you do. I do one short last-minute podcast on Friday night, and boom, my unformed habit, she broken. I don't even really know at what point it became untenable on Saturday. It was on my mind. It was off my mind. It was, you know, kind of back and forth. But I hadn't gotten into the, you know, the habit of giving a specific time or anything yet. And about, it was on my mind about 6:30, 6:40. I was looking at something on IMDb, and there had been a ton of them. There was a link to the trailer for Intruders, which is this new show on BBC America. And I watched the trailer, I thought it was kind of interesting. I looked for a little more info on it. And I was reading a review that talked about the fact that they were putting on, they're giving it a really strong spot right after Doctor Who. And I was like, oh yeah, Doctor Who. I was like, when exactly is the new Doctor Who? Oh my gosh, it's tonight. So I flipped over and I forget, the Day of the Doctor, one of the last ones before the new one, were they were reshowing those and then at 8 o'clock the new one started, and it literally not only did I have something I wanted to do, but it just completely slipped my mind at that point. Poof, it was gone. I watched Doctor Who, I watched the which I enjoyed, you know, the new Doctor thing is always a something you have to work through, but you know, or get used to. But it wasn't terrible. I wasn't a big fan of the change of the, opening credits, but we were going back and watching some older ones, later last night, even some Tom Baker and stuff. And it, you know, I hadn't remembered. I mean, the music has always been similar, but the actual, openings have changed many, many times. So no, mad about it or anything. I'm not sure I like the new one yet, but some people were like, you can't change them. I'm like, oh yeah, they changed them. So then we watch Intruders, which is interesting. It's kind of got a little bit of a conspiracy kind of sci-fi horror, you know, thing going, based on a novel apparently. And, I'm at least going to give it some more opportunity. So we'll see what happens with that. And then even watched Chris Hardwick's, what did he call it, After Who, because we love Talking Dead. Like, one of the few things that we watch on TV that we watch, we really want to try and watch live, as it were, is Walking Dead, partially because we really like Walking Dead, and partially because we like watching Talking Dead right afterwards. And obviously, if you wait even to the 11 o'clock, you've missed Talking Dead, so... with the replay of Walking Dead. I think they replay Walk. I'm sure they replay it at some point, but it's not right after, immediately there at, you know, after the episode. So, we really like that. We also watch At Midnight, which he does. And that was a good episode last night. I had Will Wheaton on it, which was cool. And, the whole thing. So we were watching stuff and it completely slipped my mind. It was about 12:30. You know, half past midnight, and all of a sudden it popped in my head. I was like, what time is it? And oh, never mind. No point. Day missed. Bad Ken. Oh well. But we're back on track today, so all's good. And one thing I realized today, because I was trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do today, blah blah, that I've been playing the perfect is the enemy of the good deal with respect to the comments I wanted to make about Nexus 5. I realize, I'm kind of focused, you know, I know, and again, I'm not worried about what Paul Fidalgo is going to think, but, you know, I've got at least one person who's actually interested in it. And I was like, ooh. So I kind of have to make sure I do the right thing and have plenty of time and have all my notes. And I'm like, I've got some things to say. And I'm sure I'll say more than that because I like to hear myself talk. But I just need to get out what I want to say and not worry about it too much. You know, it's not like you know, it's not like Kenzo.com is like some review site or something that people are coming to. It's, you know, it's never going to show up in a Google search for these sort of things. About the only thing that Kenzo.com does come up pretty high on is how to get, what is it? How to back up your highlights and notes on a Kindle. Because years ago, I think it was 2009, when that whole thing went on with the Amazon pulling the 1984 off that was public domain, but it wasn't public domain. It was public domain in like Australia or something. There was a complaint, you know, in one of the articles I read, there was a guy who was like, or it might've even been the guy that, anyway, there was somebody who was like, I lost all my notes, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, and I actually knew this. I had looked it up recently and I was like, I wrote up a little thing about how to back up your highlights and notes on Kindle. And, it got enough traffic just because of that little thing going on. And actually the guy who had been in the, article actually ended up commenting on mine, and it got enough, pings from a couple of Amazon folks that run like Kindle related websites that it's to this day, I'm pretty sure it's still on the top, on the front page of that search. But other than that, yeah, not so much. So this is not something I need to worry about. I think I should just, I'm going to rock it. So I am going to Indeed tonight, do my thoughts on the Nexus 5, and there are going to be review-like, I will make some review-like discussion, you know, size and things like that. But actually, the main thoughts that are in my head are something slightly different. And I'll go ahead and lead with that. I love the Nexus 5. And I actually think this is the first phone that I've personally, like, used. Even beyond owned, used, that I can actually see replacing a computer, a PC for some people. I mean, not for everybody. And I am aware that many people already have replaced their, you know, or never bought a PC and use their phone for it. But I'm aware of that. But I think that until this generation-ish of devices, that not that you couldn't do it, it was impossible to do. Of course it was. But you lost so much that, while people were doing it, it was, you know, sucked to be them. Whereas, you know, again, for a casual user in the right circumstances, you know, even now, I'm not saying that, hey this is a PC. It's not a general purpose computer. It's not, you know, there are plenty of things that PCs can do that it can't. But I really think that this class of device, this generation, is starting to be that level of have that level of utility. And when I keep saying that generation, one of the things I'm talking about is, you know, I prefer Android, but both iOS and Android are, and Windows, even though I'm not aware of ever having seen a Windows phone in the wild. I may have, I've certainly never like played with one or anything, but all of these new Android and iOS devices, you know, different strokes for different folks. I like Android, but I have at this point used a next to most recent. I actually have an iPhone 5C, not an S, but a 5C, through work, because they were saving money. It's like a bring your own device sort of program, because they switch you to an iPhone from, we've had Blackberries for enterprise stuff forever. They switch you to an iPhone, you get a 5C, it's yours. That's goodness and badness. Like, you keep it if you leave. But you also have to replace it if it breaks, which, unlike with our Blackberries, we just said, hey, we need another Blackberry. But I primarily got it because I wanted to be able to do some comparisons, because I had really had very little experience with an iPhone until that point. For work, it comes with a tethering plan, and so, which I can use, you know, anywhere I get good it's T-Mobile, which is the downside. So you have to have good T-Mobile coverage. But when I'm in an area with good T-Mobile coverage, boop, that thing is my hotspot rather than my Nexus 5. So, which is awesome. So so I have used, you know, that is a slightly, you know, I guess in a sense, I'm pretty sure that hardware is more is basically the iPhone 5's hardware. So it's a generation back, and definitely a smaller device. But, you know, these things now are just blow your mind, powerful and easy to use. For a casual user, I mean, browsing over Wi-Fi or over, 4G is seamless. The things that, the apps for email and messaging and things like that work without a flaw. Even gaming, and I'm a serious casual gamer or casual serious gamer. I'm not a crazy gamer, but I do a lot of gaming, and I own tons and tons of games, many of which I haven't even downloaded and installed yet on Steam. I buy my share of Steam and Humble Bundles, Steam sales and Humble Bundles. And gaming for a while, and I guess iOS did have an advantage there, just because more games came out sooner on iOS. But even gaming has started to really catch up in both Android and iOS spheres. Touch games are different, and it really would be cool if we could come up with some sort of adapter or something that would give us a little joystick functionality and some four buttons, more like console capabilities. And you're never going to get to mouse and keyboard level controls, but even if you get to a kind of a console level control, that'd be pretty cool. And there are a couple of Android devices that NVIDIA Shield, I think it's NVIDIA Shield, that are doing that with approximately this class again of, in fact, it may even be a generation newer. In fact, it is the new one is a generation newer chip than Zen the Nexus 5. And these are the graphics and compute chips and these things are they're basically console class. It's crazy. They're practically laptop class. It blows my mind. And every generation, we're really hitting that point where the doubling and the increase is really making big differences at this point. I mean, I have a 2012, I have a Nexus 7, a 2012 one, so the earlier generation. I play various games on there. I play my games I started playing on there, and then my wife started playing with me as well, as Clash of Clans. And when we got our Nexus 5s, she just, without even really thinking about it, downloaded Clash of Clans onto her phone. She'd be able to play it either on the laptop or on the tablet or on the phone. And at the time when she did it, I was like, is that even going to work? Because, you're thinking in your head, it's a phone. It works better. I mean, the screen is smaller. You're doing more pinching and zooming and more scrolling around. But the chip in the thing is faster. It is notably faster to boot up, to do things. It is, that tablet is already obsoleted by the Nexus 5, other than the fact that it's got a bigger screen. Just mind blowing, really. So, I mean, that to me is the most interesting thing beyond, there are specs and like I said, I'll talk about size and things like that, but that we've reached this point that it's still, whenever I take it out of my pocket and toss it on the bed, when I'm changing clothes or something, and you look at just the size, the size and the thinness of this thing that is more powerful than, most of the computers that I've ever owned. And who's only that, if we can figure out a way to keep these things charged for longer, it's just, the only real downside of these devices is, they got to charge them every night. Other than that, but I mean, you have to charge a laptop every night too. It's not like there's a big difference there. We have reached the point where these smartphone devices are, capable for the doing just, and again, you're not going to do, I mean, you could do development if you had, a keyboard set up, and I've got a Bluetooth keyboard that works with it. It wouldn't be something you'd like to have a larger screen. It actually does have it has an HDMI out. It's a slim port, which you have to get an adapter for, but you can plug the dang thing into a TV or an HDMI, anything with an HDMI port. And it's got the power to run it. And there are, those transformer There's ACES that does the transformers. Basically a docking station that makes your laptop into a tablet or your phone into a tablet and or a laptop. Is that the way we're going to, I don't know, but, we have reached the point where these little things that, you know, 10 years ago even were, you know, still practically flip phones, can be the primary computing device for a large number of people. And that to me is crazy. And thinking of where we're going to be in a few more years is even more crazy. So, I mean, that's the big overarching comment that I have, you know, about it. I mean, in terms of the device itself, Nexus 5 is about, it's about the biggest phone I think I would want. It's a 4.95 inch screen, I believe. And you know, I can pick up my Nexus 7, obviously, and it looks like a tablet. And it would be harder, you know, it slips into a back pocket, but just barely. I would be worried about it in a pocket. Nexus 5, that's about as big as I would want. And I would probably average hands. I do have to do, you know, to reach thumb wise completely across the screen to another edge, does require a bit of an adjustment for me. On the other hand, I've also got a 5C, and having a much smaller screen than this, I think detracts from that. This can be your primary computing device option. I can definitely notice the difference between a 5C screen size wise and a Nexus 5 screen. So yeah, I think this is pretty much the sweet spot for me now. The unfortunate thing is, who knows? I kind of want to stay on the Nexus train. And it does sound like we are going to get a Nexus 6. I don't really have any burning desire to upgrade, you know, whenever that phone comes out, probably in November. But that would probably be, unless I skip that one entirely, that would probably be the phone I would upgrade to when I ever do upgrade, and who knows how big it's going to be. So I don't really want it to get much bigger, but I'm also probably, there would be very few phones that I would switch to. Maybe like the Moto X Plus One, the Motos are pretty close. But I definitely don't want anything with too much that's too different from stock Android. I like the Nexus phones for that reason. They get quick updates. Yeah, they're pretty much stock Android, which I like. In terms of speed, like I said, it runs stuff better than the tablet that I actually had. I know the weak point on the Nexus phones are generally considered let me rephrase it. Not the weak point, but a weak point on the Nexus phones is usually the camera is considered one. I'm just not enough of a camerophile or photography nerd or whatever. Yes, I realize that it doesn't do well in low light situations, but yes, there are better cameras, but I don't think I've ever had a phone camera. I guess I have that 5C now, and I really do need to try. And I've done a couple of like take the same picture with the other phone, and I need to do some more of those in some other environments just to see. To try and determine, okay, here's a situation where I can really tell a difference. It's not like I carry, if I'm not on call, I don't usually carry the iPhone with me. So there'd be very few situations where, I would be like, ooh, hold on, I'm going to take a picture, but this time I'm going to reach around in my back pocket and grab the iPhone out real quick to do it with. If I could determine the difference and see what it was, and then I knew I was going to be in that situation, I might think to remember to bring it with me, you know, if at the concert we went to a few weeks ago, I don't know if I'd have gotten different photos, you know, had a better shots with the 5C. I'm just not sure. I haven't done enough testing with that, but that being said, I'm satisfied with the pictures. I get many pictures that I really like with the Nexus 5. I realize that it doesn't have the best camera, but it's certainly an adequate camera for me. I mean, this is the nicest phone I've ever had. I have, like I said, I've had, I mean, and that's not surprising in a sense because they get newer, you know, better. But I went from a Nexus 1 to a, what was it? Samsung Galaxy S, and whew, I was sad until I could get a Galaxy Nexus. I think that was the next one. No. Nexus S, I think. I got confusing there in that middle for a little while. But the Nexus S, I think that's what it was called. It was basically the same device with stock Android and a little bit of change to it. It had that kind of swervy back. But boy, I liked it better. I mean, this is, you know, it's one thing to say, yeah, this is the best camera or the best phone I've had, you know, because like I said, they're getting newer every time. But this phone, I mean, I have basically no complaints with it. I can't off the top of my head think of anything about it. You know, it I love the fact that it does wireless charging. You know, I've got a little key. I think that's how you use key station right here at my desk. I can just stick it on there. You hear the little, there it goes. So it's just sitting there. I can still see it. I can pick it up without having to unplug anything. I love that. I like the, just like the speed. I like, you know, it gets a good GPS signal. Again, I'm trying to remember if I've heard that it's not super optimal, but I went through the entire line and I've had several phones in there that didn't impress me with their GPS performance. Because I run and I use Runkeeper. So I'm aware when the phone goes nutty in terms of GPS and it annoys me because I've got to go in and edit any of the run then. But I've had that happen maybe once with this phone, whereas some of the other phones, it was a semi-regular, you know, you have it happen every couple weeks. Can't think, you know, like I said, I'm not a reviewer. Screen's good. Is it, you know, the best screen in the universe? I don't know. I like the screen. Plenty bright. I'm not actually a reviewer, and I've kind of hit my big point there. Like I said, going back to the tablet. The tablet's taken a bit of a hit. I have the tablet also. I have the 2012 like tablet charging stand, which is cool because it can kind of sit there and just be like a clock. So, and that's kind of what it's evolved into. It's okay, tablet. I still like you. But the phone has picked up the slack. The phone is the go-to device a lot of the time, even for me. And I could totally see how somebody who doesn't, you know, game or write code or, you know, VPN into work to, you know, reboot machines, etc. And you could do that with you could write an app for that. But, you know, people who don't have those specialized needs, I can see how that's all they'd need. It's kind of crazy. We live in the future. So that's it. That's my thoughts on the Nexus 5. It is a pretty awesome device. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the Nexus 6, you know, what they bring new. Like I said, I have no urge whatsoever, you know, driving urge whatsoever to go out and immediately buy one. But I'm looking forward to see what they do. So that's it. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, back in the groove. I think I can make it. Well, I'll probably have, in the 30-day period that I do, hopefully I will have 29 podcasts. Maybe I'll do a 31st day just to get 30 podcasts, even though they won't be 30 in a row. No, I'm not restarting the string over at this point. I was listening to Dave Schlesser today, and he was talking about how he's into the point in the dog days where he's definitely going to make it, but he's ready to stop doing it every day. And I could see how that's coming, seeing as I made it, what, 8 days or something like that. So we hopefully do 30 podcasts in 31 days. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm even shooting for working it through Dragon Con. It's going to be a tricky, you know, cause I tend to stay up very late at Dragon Con, hanging out with friends. Probably I would say Sunday and Monday will probably be the really hard day. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But ideally, we'll just get up, do something, maybe talk about Dragon Con a little bit. You'll have an easy thing to talk about. And then just upload it up and get it done for the day and not think and not have to worry about it again. So I'm gonna shoot. I'm shooting for that. I'm actually shooting for not missing one during Dragon Con because I already used up one miss. I don't want to have more than one. So that's it. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. That's at kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. Show notes will be up there. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, K-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y at K-E-N-Z-O-I-D.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Facebook and Google Plus profiles will be in the show notes. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed attribution share alike 3.0. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.